a triumph of joy over fear. It's our talk on KCRW. Cat doodles, needlework, handicrafts, even children's book illustrations. You don't really think of those things when it comes to contemporary art, at least the kinds of pieces you would go see in a gallery or a museum. But Laura Owens isn't an artist known for convention and coloring inside the lines. Hunter Drohioska-Philp is here to talk about it and her work on Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
This is a survey of Owens' work over at MoCA, and she had one there 15 years ago. What's different about her stuff now? And I dare say, does she deserve a second survey just 15 years later?
Well, based on my visit there, absolutely. I mean, in 2003, she was just 10 years out of Cal Arts, and she emerged then as an extremely promising young artist. And sometimes when this happens, the promises kind of peter away. But in this case, the promises have been fulfilled. It's an extraordinary show, and you can tell that there's a certain amount of stress involved, because the first thing you're going to see is a giant painting of hers of a kind of cartoonish, one of those, you know, motivational greeting card characters with a smiley boy and his dog. And it's all about the when things when you get to the end of your rope, hang on. But this one's kind of split up the middle, as though the stress of preparing for this show really was apparent to her.
Apparently she needed to hang on, right, to keep it going. Talk a little bit about her background, because I know she grew up in Ohio, but grew roots for decades here in Los Angeles. What do we see in her work?
Well, the Ohio part is very important, because she does things that aren't really of the conventions of contemporary art. We're talking about embroidery with wool yarn, crewel embroidery, and taking inspiration from throw pillows and, you know, interior design. Lots of artists use pop culture, but she doesn't draw from the kind that Andy Warhol used. She draws from children's book illustrations and cat doodles and things that are typically associated with craft sensibilities. And I think partly that Midwestern root has given her the courage to do this. This is so wrong if you're thinking about asset class contemporary art. But she does it beautifully, and her work is done very well.
You mentioned her Ohio sensibility, right? But again, there are LA roots as well. What is it about her work that was cultivated in LA? What do Angelenos know about her work?
Well, she's super influential and important here, because she came of age with a group of CalArts students in 1994. But, you know, artists typically, you know, keep to themselves. And one thing that she has been good at, and it's something for which LA art scene is known, is sort of a group sensibility, a collaborative sensibility. She's always worked with a lot of artists, and in a very friendly and open-armed embrace. And the big manifestation of that is the place 356 South Mission Road, a big warehouse space in downtown LA, where for years she, with a few other people, helped organize exhibitions of up-and-coming artists, friends of hers, as well as, you know, really established artists. And what's really crucial to this is that she would have cookie baking parties and knitting parties and things where people would just hang out together. And the camaraderie of the art scene that she embraces, that's very LA.
Surveys of work, and this is what we're talking about, surveys are typically done with catalogs as well, right? So we have catalogs that are mostly chronological. Here's what the artist did early, and then later, and then later, and, you know, it's all in sort of timely. Is that what we're going to see in this catalog for Laura Owens?
Well, you are, but it's going to be a little bit less boring than the traditional museum catalog. And I haven't even talked about the fact that on one wall she has a series of paintings that actually function as clocks with little hands on them, but the hands are moving backwards. And that's about the best summation of a retrospective by an artist that I can think of, looking back on her own career and the passing of time.
It's literally a retrospective, right?
With indeed. The all I can say is the woman is fearless, and there is so much joy in this work.
Owen's work is on view, by the way, through March of next year over at the Museum of Contemporary Art. There's more on your blog, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.